Rolling Freedom Convoy passes through Jamestown Thursday, starting a nonprofit topic at JRMC Women's Business Conference. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A line of vehicles and residents lined exits and overpasses of I-94 up to and through Jamestown to greet the Rolling Freedom Rally Convoy Thursday afternoon. The convoy is comprised of truck drivers traveling across the U.S. to Washington, D.C. to protest coronavirus mandates. It stems from efforts started in late January in Canada when Canadian truckers convoyed across their country in an effort to eliminate COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center was established to create rural startups in the counties of Wells, Foster, Griggs, Stutzman, Barnes, Logan, Lemoore, McIntosh, and Dickey County. Their virtual women's business conference is geared at preparing women for a variety of topics they may need when it comes to starting up or expanding their organization or business. One of these speakers and presenters is Lorraine Davis, founder and CEO of Native Incorporated.
My professional background includes community and economic development, community development finance, and also I've had the opportunity to run and start two nonprofit businesses.
Davis says she'll present on that and her experience in starting up a nonprofit business.
I really am excited to be able to really share about what it takes to start up a nonprofit business because it is a little bit different in the way that you start up versus starting one up that is for profit.
And a North Dakota board has signaled it would cut all investments in Russia in the wake of the country's invasion of Ukraine. North Dakota's 12-member state investment board discussed its future investment strategy in a closed session Thursday. North Dakota is among many states where actions were being taken to pull state investments from Russian companies. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Make sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.